The New York Council on Problem Gambling is a not-for-profit affiliated with the State Agency on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. It coordinates and publicizes treatments for New Yorkers with gambling addictions. Michelle Haddon, Director of Prevention and Training, says the group is agnostic on whether gambling is good or bad, and it doesn't take a position on whether the state should expand gambling. But she says there's no arguing that more opportunities to gamble brings more gambling addictions.
We take the stand that anytime there's an expansion of gambling and it's available and there, we're going to see some folks get into trouble with it, absolutely. And so, how much that'll be or what kind of increase we'll see, I'm not sure. That would be hard to speculate, but I think we will see some additional problem gamblers.
The group has an interactive website called Know the Odds. It helps people recognize whether their gambling habit has gone too far. It supplies a calculator to add up the true amount of money that might be spent each week on buying lottery tickets, playing card games, or visiting slot machines. They also provide numbers gathered in surveys that show 67% of all adults in the state engage in some form of gambling, and that 5% are estimated to be problem pathological gamblers. Voters will be asked whether to allow the building of 4 resort-style casinos upstate with potentially hundreds of new slot machines and blackjack tables and expand up to 2,000 more video lottery slot machines on Long Island. Haddon says statistically, though, more people end up in trouble from overplaying more common forms of gambling. She says 42% of problem gamblers have an addiction to buying lottery tickets. She says part of the reason is that the lottery tickets are available almost everywhere, at the grocery store, convenience stores, and delis.
Anything that's widespread and accessible in that way, and gambling has become that.
The group statistics also show that gambling among younger people is increasing. 75% of college students and 80% of high schoolers gamble. Haddon says the fastest growing type of gambling among this age group is online, and many teens are participating without their parents' knowledge.
One of the campaigns that we have this year, separate from the Know the Odds campaign, is a Parents Talk to Your Kids About Gambling campaign, and that really is the message we want parents to, let their kids know how they feel about their gambling involvement and what they believe their kids should and shouldn't be doing, because the conversation isn't happening. It's happening for alcohol. It's happening for drugs. It's not happening around gambling.
Teens are banned from gambling casinos, but it's harder to police age limits online, though she says Las Vegas casinos are trying to develop software safeguards. Haddon says for most people, though, gambling is harmless and the majority do not develop an addiction. But she says those that do seldom hear about how to get help. In the meantime, they can ruin their credit, lose their homes, and destroy their families.
Even things like public awareness and outrage, that message isn't going to be, saturating the market in the same way that, of course, we're seeing the flip side, which is, the promotion of the gambling. So that message obviously is coming through a lot louder and clearer than the problem gambling messages that are out there.
She says more funding for help for gambling addicts is needed. Their current budget is around $2 million. The referendum that voters will see at the ballot in November does include new monies for treating problem gamblers. New casino owners would have to contribute $500 for each new slot machine and game table to help gambling addicts. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.